And now for a look at theater options in the area over the coming weeks. And coming up, something big is rehearsed by the Not So Big in Fort Smith.
Good afternoon.
Yes, Ed.
My hand, I need my hand.
Mr. Paul Bratter.
Yes.
And is Mrs. Bratter staying with you?
My mother? Mrs. Bratter, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Bratter.
How long will you be staying with us?
This weekend, the Fort Smith Little Theater presents Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park, one of Neil Simon's early great comedies. It opened on Broadway in 1963 and was made into a movie starring Robert Redford and Jane Fonda in 1967. That's the clip you heard. With a biographical bent, it tells the story of young New York newlyweds, the early days of their marriage, and the challenges of a third-floor apartment. There's a gala performance this Thursday, May 30th, with regular performances May 31st, June 1st, June 5th through 8th, and a matinee performance June 2nd. Again, that's at the Fort Smith Little Theater. Next weekend, the Rogers Little Theater presents Lombardi, bringing to theatrical life the Hall of Fame football coach Vince Lombardi, questionably one of the most inspirational and quotable personalities of all time.
One game can make a season, and one player, any player, may make or break a play, a game, a season. There are approximately 150 plays in a football game, and there are only three or four plays in any game which make the difference between winning and losing. No one knows when the big play is coming up.
Lombardi Therefore, is a play by Eric Simonson, based on the book When Pride words, Still Mattered, A Life of Vince Lombardi by Pulitzer Prize-winning author David Marinus. Performances are June 7th through the 9th, 13th through the 15th. A Father's Day tailgate brunch will be held June 16th. And on June 29th at the Walton Arts Center, Spank, a 50 Shades parody.
5, 6, 7, and.
Why can't I just do things on my own?
Can't wait until they're older.
Why can't my parents leave me alone?
Can't wait until they meet up. Can't wait,
I just do things on my own.
Can't wait,
my parents need me alone. 13 will soon be over.
If you were a 90s child, or you had a 90s child, or perhaps you just like Tom Hanks, then you probably remember the film Big. Big, released in 1988, tells the story of Josh Baskin, a 13-year-old who wishes to be grown. He gets his wish. Josh finds himself in a grown man's body, but he's still 13 on the inside. The film was turned into a Broadway musical in 1996. It is Big, the musical, that the Young Actors Guild will be performing for their summer musical, June 13th through the 16th. 19-year-old Hunter Brown plays grown Josh. I spoke with Hunter at a Young Actors Guild, or YAG, rehearsal last week. A kid at heart, he says playing 12 at 19 is still difficult.
There are definitely some things that had to break down some barriers. It's definitely harder to just watching the kids that are in the show, because we have young ones in the show. That's the way I kind of tried to base the character off of. And also just watching Tom Hanks do it and seeing how he translated it. I didn't want to just do it the way he did it, but give my own spin on it too, but it was definitely good to as a reference.
At 19, this is Hunter's final show with YAG. The youngest here is 10. Hunter says that the music gives this version of the story a much different feel from the movie.
And I know that there was the original Broadway production was more classical musical theater, and I tried to give it a more poppy feel, just because it's a new group of people seeing it now compared to in the 90s when it premiered on Broadway. So that's what I'm doing.
Speaking of that music, for the first time in the Guild's history, YAG has hired a music director from elsewhere. Paul Helm comes to Fort Smith all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Milwaukee Repertoire Theater. Helm says the score is very Broadway, but...
you know, takes place in the 90s, so it still has that 90s kind of genre feel to it. So there's some kind of rap at moments here and there, but I mean, if you hear the score, you would, you know, it would take you back to the 90s for sure. But a lot of fun. There's everything from calypso kind of rumba type songs to rock to ballads to waltzes. I mean, every so many different music styles are in this show, but it is, it's a funny, upbeat, happy show, and I mean people should definitely come out and see it. It's just, it makes you smile, makes you feel good, you know, and that's what it should be.
That feel-good story is great for the 50 or so kids involved. A message to not grow up too fast. Missy Gibson, YAG's executive director, says the show's message is also good for adults.
Because it's the idea that, you know, we want to rush things sometimes because we feel impatient for whatever reason. You know, kids want to grow up because they want to be taken seriously, you know, and they want to be able to make choices on their own and be independent. And then, you know, sometimes as adults, you know, it would be nice if we could probably step back a little bit and find that that kind of carefree spirit we had as kids, that invincibility. And this musical really illustrates that, I think.
The show's director, Missy, makes sure the kids work hard to put on a professional performance. I caught her giving the kids a bit of a lesson.
You have a choice. Actually, adults, this is a good lesson for y'all too. You have a choice. You have a choice when you're in a show, right? You can choose to work really hard at it at home, or you can choose to think, just like when you're in school, that you can just get it by osmosis and it'll naturally come to you when we open the show. That won't happen, right? So what I'm saying, so what I'm saying is a couple of you have really gotten it because you've been watching your videos, yeah? So, but you all have to be there, okay? Do it again. Ready? Sadie was nailing it, and actually well, my boys are nailing it too. Five.
She
six,
says
YAG seven,
expects
eight,
a lot of their kids.
One, two,
they don't pay to be in these shows. They have to audition and work hard. Missy says in her 7 years as director, she hasn't been let down once. Audience can expect a professional caliber show, complete with the 30-foot piano we all remember from the film so well. This one was part of the original Big the Musical touring show. Missy tracked it down all the way in New York City. As for Zoltar, the genie machine that grants Josh's wish, he'll be there too, but played by one of the actors. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.